Good afternoon. We're delighted to welcome you to this first ever joint session co-organized by the International Epidemiologic Association, or the IEA, and the APHA Epidemiology Section. My name is Nancy Krieger, and I'm the North American Counselor of the International Epidemiological Association, and also Chair of the APHA Spirit of 1848 Caucus, as well as a Professor of Social Epidemiology at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. The session today was organized by myself, by Dr. Howell Sasser, Chair of the APHA Epidemiology Section, and by Professor Rita Barata, who's the IEA Counselor for the Latin American and Caribbean region, and we'll be hearing from her today. I'll say a word first about the purpose of the session and the IEA's involvement, after which I'll turn it over to Dr. Sasser to say a word about the epidemiology section, and then he will actually introduce the first two speakers. So the purpose of our session today is to introduce North American public health workers to the creative conceptual and empirical epidemiologic work that's taking place in many countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, as well as encourage greater and more equitable collaboration among epidemiologists across the Americas. Encouraging more and more equitable international collaboration among epidemiologists, especially oriented to health equity, has long been a goal of the IEA. Indeed, the IEA was founded in 1954 in the thick of the Cold War, and its first name was the International Corresponding Club. Its first meeting took place in 1956 with 49 members from 18 countries. And its second meeting, and that was in Europe, and the second meeting was actually held in Cali, Colombia, in 1959, when the IEA actually took on its formal name as an organization. We continue this tradition here today at our session, specifically in relation to building better ties between epidemiologists across the Americas, a goal that I began to first pursue when I first served as a North American counselor from 2008 to 2011, and have picked it up again, and it was carried on by me also in the interim through the work of Ezra Susser, who was the one between us. I'm happy today to see our project move that much further along by virtue of the work that we've done in pulling together this session and being able to do it now explicitly with the APHA Epidemiology Section, of which, by the way, I also have been a member for a very long time.
I'll add my greetings. I am Howell Sasser, the outgoing chair of the Epidemiology Section, and it is our great pleasure to welcome all of you here today into this special session. I should express my particular thanks to Dr. Krieger for having been the leading light and the main moving force behind this session. Her energy and enthusiasm for this project have gotten it to where it is today, and we are very grateful to her for her help and for her collaboration with this session. I will only say briefly anything about the Epidemiology Section. Many of you are members of it. If you're not, you should be. We are one of the largest sections of APHA, and we do what we can to try to bring a focus on methods and a focus on data and the things that epidemiologists care about to the concerns of everyone else in APHA, where we hope to leaven the discussions of policy and advocacy and education and everything else that goes on in APHA. And we're particularly excited about this session where we're able to hear from people we don't normally hear from. I said to someone yesterday that we in the United States turn the news on and we hear almost nothing about the rest of the world. And I was relieved in a way, but also worried to hear that that's the case in many other countries as well. We do too little, I think, of hearing what goes on beyond our own borders. And so it's nice today to be able to hear from other voices working in similar areas of expertise and interest, but in very different settings. So it is our great pleasure to have this session going today and to have all of you here to hear it. My other responsibility as I start is to do the fun part of telling you there is a reception tonight, which will be held from 6 to 8 in the Convention Center in room W190B. If you've been around the Convention Center once already, you'll know to leave breadcrumbs so you can find your way there and back. I don't think that's too far from here, but I couldn't tell you how to get there. So 190B, listen for the crowd and the food, the smell of the food. We will be happy to see you there. We have food and drink, and it will be a nice chance to talk to everyone who has been at this session, other people who could not be at this session, and continue the discussion well beyond what we'll be able to do in the time that we have this morning. The second slide shows what our format is. These times are approximate, as always, but we're going to try to get through everybody and have some time left at the end for some creative discussion, which will involve both you asking the panelists questions and the panelists asking you a few questions. There will be a quiz at the end, so please do pay attention. We should say that we have no conflicts, any of us, in any respect with this talk, and that is our statutory responsibility at the beginning of all of these sessions. I should mention also that this is a bit of a teaser. This session is designed to whet your appetite for the Congress of Epidemiology of the Americas, which will be held next June in Miami. A bigger version of this session will be held as a symposium at that meeting, and there will be many other interesting and involving activities that should draw as many people as possible to that event as possible next June, I beg your pardon. Precise dates being June 2nd to the 4th, 2016, in Miami. 21 to 24, I'm sorry, there's a typo here. Okay. With that out of the way, we will move on directly and let me shut up.